senses for me.
Okay, one advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay, so for example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No, it is not. Train ticket is $20.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it makes sense.
Okay.
So can you take the bus to New York City?
Yeah, we can take a bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say that the price of bus ticket is $15, right?
No, I say that the bus ticket costs $11.
Perfect.
Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the 4 in 4 apples. When we talk about dates and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, usually the after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
So when we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
If we want to count something, we should better use cardinal numbers.
4th is a cardinal number, right?
No, 4th is ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yeah, we can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
We can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I say that we can watch foreign movies in the West Village. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Highland Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continued for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes, it is. It is above the street level.
Thank you. And the Highline Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the Highline Park is above 11th Avenue.
Okay.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museums and has a beautiful garden too.
So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloister is the part of Metropolitan Museums.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continent of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
So the American continent consists of North and South America.
Yes, it contains South and North America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America.
Okay.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while solid lines means that car cannot cross into the other lane.
So a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, with the solid lines you cannot cross to the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines.
Last one.
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer jobs opportunity and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural area is agriculture.
So is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is more frequently found in rural area.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main resources or main sources for rural areas.